South Dakota Attorney General Jason Raunsberg was not present on Thursday, August 26, when he was sentenced for committing two misdemeanor driving offenses. Raunsberg was operating his car last September when he struck and killed Joe Beaver near Highmore. That the collision occurred just west of town became a crucial part of Raunsberg's defense. At the Stanley County Courthouse in Fort Pierre, Jason Raunsberg is represented at the change of plea and sentencing hearing by his lawyer, Tim Wrench, who sits alone at the defense table beside an empty chair. Wrench entered no contest pleas to using an electronic device while driving and not staying in the driving lane. In a plea agreement, the state dropped the third charge, careless driving. At the other table is Hyde County State's Attorney Emily Scoville, who tells Judge John Brown the details.
Raunsberg was traveling east of Highmore city limits within Hyde County, and he was determined through the investigative agency's reports to be using his cellular device. They had GPS coordinates, studies, reconstructions conducted to prove that he was reading through political blogs, web pages, weather apps, those types of things while driving.
Scoville says those same investigators determined that Raunsberg's vehicle left the roadway onto the shoulder at the location just west of Highmore where Joe Beaver's body was found. Wrench affirms that although his client had been using his phone while driving, Raunsberg was not on the phone when he struck and killed Beaver.
It is conclusively proven that that phone was not in use at the time of this collision. That phone, you can tell the exact second everything happened. You can tell coordinates and everything. And the phone was not being used from east of Highmore all the way through. This was an accident.
Wrench says Raunsberg's vehicle did stray onto the shoulder off the roadway, but he says that does not add up to homicide. Retired Sixth Circuit Judge John Brown sentenced Raunsberg to pay fines and costs totaling around $5,000. Judge Brown rejected Raunsberg's request for a suspended imposition of sentence, which would have sealed the Attorney General's criminal record after 30 days. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks reporting from Pierre.